Foundational Arts Media.
A fan podcast.
All right. So we discovered many things. The way out we seek, transport and allies we need. Our fate is our own.
Damn it. Hello, dear spirits. I am a player in the stars.
What's up, fam? My name's Paul Zachariah, and I'm playing Mr. Hall, a silly little warlock and sorcerer.
Doing the legs underneath the table. You can't see it.
Just imagine.
In the Dream cosmos.
Hi, my name is David Kessler, and I play the role of Durgash, the safe cracker.
And I'm Jericho Dizon, your spacefaring dungeon master, and together we would like to welcome you back to the fun show where
we're making it up
as we go. That's the fun show.
Wow.
Last time Holy on an Odyssey cow. By Magic.
Please tell me we got that.
The party. We did. We got that one, R2.
The party found themselves in New Melisandre. And within the house of the Primarchs, Scooter Primarch, was formerly known as Skid Dragon, had brought them there to his father for them to become new heroes. However, everything was not as it seemed, as these eerily weird suburban life secretly had a underground cult. Under Patrice's patriarch's patio, there lay a body of a dead god, where through the infusion of magic and blood ritual, new heroes are made often. However, with this information in mind, the boys head to a casino, trying to go and schedule their breakout. After a couple rolls and good fortune and one crazy conspiracy theorist, the party now has 2 days to prepare for the breakout. As they head back to the Primarch Manor, they finally meet Saquon and Glider, the fabled commanders of the Heroes Trademark. And that's where we find you all now.
We were still on the training field, right? With
yes.
Scooter?
Yes.
I just fucking ripped his ass.
You did.
Ripped his ass a new one. Actually, I think it'd be so funny if Scooter lets out just like the smallest little fart.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Scooter toots as you bend him over.
Whoa.
Durgash rips him a new one.
You are met by two figures with yellow eyes, wearing these ornate crowns, as they both wear the same hero's armor that is given to many of the heroes, but with red marks on them, wearing a bellish with a red shoulder cape, with Saquon his on his left and Glider his on his right. But you see that they both come to greet you in unison. Hello.
Sorry, I only speak to people one at a time.
Here, I'll talk to Saquon and you can talk to Glider.
All right, perfect.
Hey, what's up, Saquon?
How you doing? What are you?
We are well. How are you?
We are well.
So how can we help you with something? Or...
This, we have just come to
Sorry,
return.
I'm only talking to this guy. Can I help you with something?
I have only come to return home after a successful conquest. Saving many a people across the galaxy.
I'm sorry, did you say conquest?
Some see it as a conquest, others see it as an adventure.
So you're kind of like a conquistador?
A conquistador, no. We are heroes.
Right, okay.
So I heard from the high Viscount that one of you was adopted.
Saquon steps up so clearly and goes, yes, I was the adopted one. I was found on a planet close to death until Viscount Primarch found me himself and saw unlimited potential.
How did you come to get close to death as a young lad?
Our planet was being attacked by the Order of the Red Daughter. Mm. And, like many others, were displaced in the destruction and misfortune. My family was gruesomely murdered in terrible fashion as their innards were ripped out spleen from spleen and limbs torn limb from limb.
That sounds horrific and traumatizing.
I was only 8 months old. I do not remember anything.
So somebody told you that's what happened?
I remember as I watched the arcane eye that recorded all the footage. I saw my own mother head snapped in two.
Damn.
Split like a banana peel, some might say.
Wow. Do you still have that arcane eye?
I do not. It is in the archives, which you can ask Butler to retrieve.
Cool. Thanks for sharing that. Sorry to trudge up old memories.
It is no problem.
They kind of just shared that themselves. Like, we really didn't prompt that.
Right. I'm just trying to make it seem like I'm not weirded out by the fact that they're talking like the twins from The Shining.
Yes.
I'm just trying to gloss over that as best as I can, man.
Yeah. So anyways, you two, can we help you with something? As individuals or as a unified entity?
We were just returning home after a recent conquest, after saving many lives.
If you had to count on your fingers.
Well, we are quite famished. We wish to have one of our mother's great suppers, as she always prepares.
Heck yeah, dude.
Cool. That's this.
I'm hungry too, man. I'm hungry too.
It is lunchtime.
I press the digitate.
It's time for lunch. Time for lunch.
God, he's hopping a little bit.
Where is Butler in this situation?
Butler is watching. Like,
he skips out.
Butler is watching on the top of the hill where the house lands, and he goes, and you see his car door keeps opening, closing, like he's motioning people to come into the house.
Okay, yeah. As I think I go into the house, Phoebe's tucked in my shirt, and I summon my book on the way in, and I just casually ask Butler, like, man, you really care about Scooter, huh?
Well, I am programmed to follow Scooter and protect him as it is embedded in my hardware.
Hey, I think our values align to a degree. If you want any help, not that you would need it, would you mind signing my book here? And I basically want him to write his name in the book so I can cast sending at a later point in time.
For sure. He writes, it's all in binary, and it takes a whole page. It's very long.
Beautiful. So love it.
It's a bunch of ones and zeros, and he says, my hardware name, as you've seen.
I'll learn to write that a little faster, just for my own sake. I think it'll work in cursive or something. That might speed it up. Thanks. Oh, man, that smells so good. Is that grilled cheese and tomato soup for lunch?
You bet it is.
The Lord's favorite.
Master Scooter's favorite.
Scooter runs in, hopping and skipping, clapping his hands.
He floats in after smelling.
The vapors pulling him, stringing us all along.
He floats butt up in the air.
little tiny wings. That's beautiful. That's art.
You see that everyone takes a sit down and eat. The only person that's not present is Viscount Primarch, who is busy tending to the books and logistics, general oversight of the heroes. Mm-hmm. With that, you all are sitting, and he goes, I hope you guys are enjoying your stay.
I understand that you are guys to be heroes very soon, and I want to say thank you for your service and future service.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dog. That's Edwina?
Edwina, yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're making the most of it. I don't know if you know, but I actually, you see that Harley chopper parked outside?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, dude, I got super fucking lucky. I could have died.
I see that you went to the casino and you pressed the big red button.
Yeah, honestly, I love gambling. It's my favorite thing. I love playing games. I play games all the time. I'm playing solitaire right now. You don't even know it.
Luckiest dude in the world, this one.
Lucky?
Oh, yeah.
I only get his good luck. You know.
Your hand's shaking. No, I'm playing.
You guys are sitting and eating around the table. Is there anything you want to do within this like downtime moment? Essentially, like with this, you guys have like 2 days before the real like breakout should supposedly happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are a couple things that you can do if you would like. There's obviously the prepare, mm-hmm. like set traps, do a bunch of that stuff. You could find out more like about how to break Erois out from the machine that he's held in, the throne that he's stuck on. Mm-hmm. You could befriend Scooter if you wanted to. Getting more info on the Primarchs, and then, or lastly, potentially finding a way to get comms out to your friends. But then again, it is a short notice of 2 days. So if it was for longer, you might have a better chance with that one.
Well, wasn't I studying the old channel divinity spell scroll for Eroa in order to send out the message? I thought I didn't send out the message yet.
I'm studying to be able to. Yeah, so you can totally do that. It would just, those are things that you can do. I'm not saying you have to do these things.
Okay.
So like, as you can either do it as a party or separately, whatever you guys are looking to do right now, it's very much like, okay. Hey.
Well,
also, if you guys want to do like something else, just let me know. And
so, a couple things on my mind. I just want to outfit the motorcycle to be able to pilot it with my shield when we get that back. Okay. And I think I could use Butler's help to do that. So I think Mr. Hall's probably going to go talk to Butler and see what we can work out, I suppose. What are you thinking?
I think while you're doing that, I might go and spend some time with Scooter.
So what happens is you guys go, you both go out after lunch. There's a moment where Scooter goes, and he originally is about to head to his room,
mm-hmm.
and watch a bunch of the entertainment that he just watches and plays games like that. However, you guys invite him outside. What do you guys invite him to do in this beautiful day in New Melisandre?
More training?
Scoot, come on. You're not going to get muscles in there.
What if we do like a foot race?
Muscles out here. We got to train you, boy.
Go ahead and roll a persuasion check.
Don't you want to be a hero?
I'm helping.
A help action, for sure.
21.
The 21. He comes out. He's like, "I do want to be a hero. I do so badly."
You do.
Yes.
The first step to being a great hero is cardio.
You guys go and start jogging. Mr. Hall, you're on the driveway.
It helps to have longer legs.
You see Butler.
Struggling so hard.
After you guys jog about a mile or so, Mr. Hall, you take a pass as you start working on your bike with the help of Butler, as Butler is providing you the tools to outfit the hand,
all right,
the steering
wheel. I love that. I say like socket wrench, sprock rockets,
hands,
dingle hopper,
Scooter, hands. Come on, we've got 20 more miles.
Like we're doing surgery. You want to know who else has great cardio?
Whoa! Go ahead and roll a Constitution save for yourself. I'm gonna roll for Scooter.
That's a 17.
A 17 con save?
Sheesh.
All right. Constitution. He rolls a 9. By mile 9, he is like about to pass out. So
no, I think that's a good point, because I think this is the point where I start whispering sweet nothings in his ear.
What are you saying, Sam?
I think the entire time I'm just like, you know, come on, you got to keep this up. A true hero never stops. A true hero never stops.
I'm a true hero.
You're
I'm
a true hero. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hey, this is only just one step. There's other steps.
There's more steps.
There's more steps after cardio. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We got to go. And I think by the end where it's like, all right, let's break. And they're just like, fall over. Some shit like that. It's like, all right. So, yeah, cardio might not be entirely your thing. You know, 9 miles, that's decent. That's okay for like a normal person. But for a hero, you're going to need a bit more than that. There aren't too many shortcuts. Well, I think of one thing that might help you. No, you're not ready for it.
What is it?
Well, you couldn't possibly... No.
I'm ready.
It's just there's a special thing that you can do to sort of like jumpstart that hero business thing. But like, I don't know.
What is it?
You'd need to get to that. You need to get, at least be able to do the 10 miles, you know?
Tell me I'll do the 10 right now.
Well, you already stopped, so it doesn't count. We'd have to do it another, maybe tomorrow. How about this? If you really want to be a hero,
I do.
You know, maybe tomorrow night or something, we can figure something out. I can help you with that. I can help you to be a hero.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh my. Okay.
This is that, tomorrow night is the night that we have planned to do all the shit, right? Or is it tonight?
What are you planning again?
It's 2 days from the breakout. There's today and then tomorrow. Yes.
So it would be that night.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not really telling him what's up, but I'm just like really trying to get him invested.
Okay.
So it won't be weird when I'm like, come with me if you want to be a hero, you know. I'm planting the seed.
Yeah.
Planting the seed.
No role required. He's fully invested. He's like, I want to be here so bad.
All right, maybe like give me, you know, tomorrow night. I'll come to you and bring it out, and we'll do some special training. It'll be like a mission. Think of it like this. It'll be a mission.
And mission.
If you can complete the mission, you can be a hero.
Oh my God, I'm so ready. Butler.
But remember, it has to be a secret.
Butler carts him off as he drives back.
Can I take a just before Butler leaves, whatever we're doing, as we're conducting surgery on the motorcycle, wire cutters,
bam,
pliers,
bam.
Hey, Butler, you love Scooter, or like?
I'm programmed and designed to protect him.
Okay.
I have a fondness for the boy.
When we finish up here, just stay by him, no matter what, and I'll let you know when.
Go ahead and roll a deception.
Yeah, I'll let you know when we're gonna test out the motorcycle. Is what I say, and obviously I'm trying to deceive to a degree, and then I kind of switch the topic. It's just because I thought it would be really cool if, I don't know if you have this ability, but like, do you have like a towing winch, like a rope that you can connect to the back end of the motorcycle?
Of course.
And do you possibly have the ability to like turn into some sort of surfboard or hydrofoil or?
I cannot metamorph my shape into, I can't transform my shape, but I do have a service of many a thing.
Now, I'd like to ask you, do you think this motorcycle could give you a boost in space? Like, we could tow you with this and give you like some extra speed. I think it'd be really fun for Scooter to like sit in the driver's seat.
I can fly like below orbit. I can't just do deep space travel.
No, that's absolutely fine. I'm wondering if we could assist that travel to a degree, but It's more for the purpose of giving Scooter the experience of like doing donuts in space.
That's what Scooter wishes. I'd gladly do it.
I think he'd have fun. I don't know if that's exactly what he wants to do.
You would have to ask him. And
well, I think it would just prove his mettle as a hero, right? What do you think?
This is fair. This is true.
All right, now I'll roll that deception. Yeah. Let's see here. For deception, that is 8.
Oh my god, I rolled a 19. So that was pretty,
damn,
pretty close. With a 28, he goes, I can ask Master Scooter if he sees this to be fit. However, I cannot make choices for him. But donuts in space does sound quite entertaining.
I just think it's like one of the most radical hero experiences, you know. I may not be like the fastest. You saw how quickly I collapsed during that cardio. But I know a thing or two about being just a little finesseful on a surfboard or on a skateboard, any sort of thing like that. And so, I don't know. You know, there's more to being a hero than just cardio. There's other steps.
That I have a deep understanding of.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thanks for your help with the motorcycle. No, I greatly appreciate it.
You are guests in this house. And you are going to be future heroes.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to be heroes. We're heroes now and heroes later. I take a card from my deck and I give it to him. And I cast guidance on him. I don't know if he'll need it in the next minute, but that's how long it lasts.
It's a nice gesture.
Okay, cool. Absolutely. And I think that's that for time with Butler.
So after that, it's been maybe a couple hours. It is now dinner time. You guys are hanging in your room, and you see, you guys look out your window. Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Cuckoo! I look out the window.
Is it morning already?
It's dinner time.
I know.
You see a man wearing.
I open up the window.
Yeah, wearing a button-up t-shirt and a blue tie, and silver spray paint all over his face. Long flowing mane.
I'm a little birdie too.
Come on, let's go.
What? He's like waiting for you in like the woods. You go out and like meet him there.
In case anyone is wondering, I'm gonna go take a piss real quick.
I think I send Phoebe Nobody with look. Him.
Okay. You go, you walk out, take a piss into the woods, and you see, my cock's like, I'm like, oh my god, dude, it's all working out, it's all going to plan, oh my god, one more day, tomorrow, are you fucking ready?
We're fucking ready.
I'm fucking ready, so I'm ready to go.
Oh yeah,
I just wanted to check in with you, and make sure, and let you know, everything's going great, they'll be here tomorrow.
Perfect. That's great. I don't know. Unless there's some change of plans, we're probably looking at about like 10 p.m. 10 p.m.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee the time.
Yeah.
But you'll know when it's coming.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. Perfect. Yeah. We might have Scooter on board. We might have...
That fucker, that little piece of shit,
yeah,
no, he's the major head honcho behind everything, and you're bringing him with us? He needs to be the first to die.
Oh, well I mean, like, he's a part of our plan in terms of, like, we're using him.
I see.
Yes.
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 Smart.
Only the biggest head honcho, you know, he's got that head honcho right up his ass, you know?
I hear this through Phoebe.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I saw it, and I believe it. He has the ability to fly. I saw him floating into the kitchen. Into the kitchen.
thank you for reporting. I didn't know he had that power.
I saw it happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
He floated into his kitchen home. I was watching. I've been here all day. I've eaten nothing but these berries in the forest.
All right. We'll don't worry. We'll get him out of the picture.
Good.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I work back into myself, and before Durgesh comes back in the room, I cast sending to Butler.
What do you say?
I say, hey, when we go out to do those donuts, only Scooter sits in the car. It's a hero. It's like an initiation, crossing of the threshold for a hero. It's sacred that he is alone in the car with you.
And he writes back, received. Scooter will be delighted to do donuts in space.
I reply, hell yeah.
It is night. Is there anything that you guys want to do? I know there's like looking for more information and things like that that you can kind of try and do right now. If not, you guys can just have dinner and go to bed. If you want to go and talk to the Saquon and Glider, you can. Like, these are just right now. You just, the only thing is you really haven't seen Viscount all day. He's just been kind of MIA.
All right.
I think. Oh, yeah, you first.
Well, there's two things. First of all, I would have told you where all the equipment was and how to get to it. So there's this giant safe, okay? And then on top of the safe is like, it's like a little cloth. And so if you move the cloth over, you're going to see this giant hole in the safe, okay? So from there, you should be able to extract any extra equipment that you might need, okay?
Excellent. Excellent. Did you already grab yours?
I just sort of made the hole in the opening. I've got my...
So you already did grab yours.
I didn't grab everything. Didn't grab everything. Just that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a difference in feeling now that you have it?
No, I still feel great. I still feel great, you know?
Feel like I clocked that.
Yeah, yeah.
clearly his hand's not shaking. It's on this.
If you want, I can quote unquote dispose of those two weirdos. I can keep them occupied for tonight.
Here's what I'm thinking is Mr. Hall wants to investigate the mechanism that's holding the god down. Cause like, if we can't get that right away, that's going to stall our exit.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. So I was thinking it'd be cool to like ask Saquon and Glider to escort Mr. Hall to Patrice's patio and witness another ceremony. And then I could just try to glean some information from just watching the ceremony. I wouldn't be doing the ceremony, right?
For sure.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I feel like go ahead, lead with that then. I can maybe spend some more time with
Scooter. I go up to Saquon and Glider after dinner. Hey guys, I was just wondering if you guys would like take me to see one of those hero rituals, like becoming a hero.
We would be delighted to show you and escort you.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be awesome. Would you be able to tell me what your experiences were like going through it? Or?
We did not go through these trials. We went through something much different.
Oh, wow. Something much different.
Yes.
Do you mind if I ask what that was?
It is quite not... It is no problem. And they take off the breastplate, and you see a huge...
Are they, like, branded?
No. A huge chunk of their body is completely grafted different skin.
Whoa.
We were given, and we were blessed with a portion of Rois' body to be transfused into ours.
Oh, wow.
That we may produce our own special version of magical energy from Rois.
Oh, that's incredible. That's just incredible and definitely not scary at all.
It is quite a worthy sacrifice to become the true heroes they put their stuff back.
Absolutely, yeah. So, have you guys conducted any of those ceremonies? Have you guys inducted anybody
many heroes.
Like, I'm assuming that's what the purpose of the flesh is for, right? Is to be able to induct them on your own?
No, we don't induct them on our own. All heroes are inducted in New Melisandre.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Well, yeah, let's walk and talk, yeah.
Yes, they walk in army uniform unison. So literally, like...
I try to sync up with them, but my legs are too short.
Yeah. You go and you walk, and you make your way down, and you witness once again...
You guys walk so fast. You're so tall.
They are very big.
They're fast walkers. I'm too slow, so I'm huffing and puffing by the time we get there. That's all.
Yes. As that happens, you witness the ritual once again. Many of the same things happen. Crying, screaming, mental anguish. Go ahead and you can roll any kind of roll that you see fit to look at. So investigation will help you kind of discern how to kind of break things out, how to break things out mechanically. Arcana will be able to help you kind of break, figure out how to break the runes. And then lastly, insight is like, okay, how can I like essentially appeal or I would say religion or insight, you can use your or to appeal to the god to like essentially help himself get broken out.
Okay, absolutely. I think I'm gonna like look at Phoebe down tucked in my shirt and kind of just a quick mental conversation as she's like trying to help me suss this out. So is this like a three-part thing? All of those are required in order to like break it out? Is that what we're observing here?
Well,
or is it like those are the options?
Those are the options. So it will make each of these will fundamentally make it easier. You'll only be able to glean one. Okay. But
absolutely. Absolutely. So you said the choices are Arcana, Insight,
any kind of like investigation. Yeah, Arcana, Investigation, Religion.
All right, all right.
And Insight, I think.
All right, deal. Yeah, the two that I'm good at are Insight and Arcana. I'll take the Insight if that's cool. And I just, like, grab, like, I tuck my hands around myself, almost like a self-hug, you know? Mm-hmm. And I cast Guidance on myself very subtly. Sure. So, yeah, I'm going for an Insight check here. And I've got Guidance. And I've got Help. Okay, so 11 plus 6 is 17, plus 2 is 19.
19?
Yeah.
With a 19, what you end up doing is as you look, you're starting to commune back. You remember the gentle breeze, and you're kind of remembering also back on the history and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that the way they do it is they are essentially bringing this god back to life through the means of having someone loose to the god, therefore empowering. Mm-hmm. However, with a 19, you think that if you could amass a victory so huge, you might be able to accomplish something even greater.
Okay.
So with a 19, I'll say you want something big to go down here, and you want something, and you want to walk away the victor. And if you dedicate it to Erois, it'll be the same kind of energy. It'll be like, think of it as Screams versus Laughter in Monsters, Inc. Dedicating the victory to him.
Could like supercharge him or restart him kind of deal? Could
supercharge him enough for him to be able to try and get out.
Okay, interesting.
And then versus like this Scream thing that they're doing.
See, what I was wondering is one of the features of my race is called Black Blood Healing, which just is like superior vigor to a degree. Like if you roll a 1 or 2 on your hit point die, you can re-roll it. Okay. And so what I was wondering is that during that ceremony, each initiate is like giving a little bit of blood, kind of like symbolizing that loss in combat to Erois. He then like revives a little bit. What are the chances that I could do some sort of like necromancy, almost like life transference, or give him literally some blood in order to like supercharge him?
I would say with that, the only issue that you might have is that when they give blood, they like give their lives. Like they slice their throats and kill themselves.
Oh.
Like they, like not the initiate, like almost like dance. The whole thing is both Erois and the initiate are dancing between death.
Okay.
So
yeah.
For them, well, that makes sense. That final, like the slicing of the throat is like the final.
Or like go down to like one hit point or something.
No, it's like they, in all intents and purposes, are going into death save throws.
Okay.
And like right before they hit the third and the third failure, that's when they get revitalized. But like, it's so much that their spirit is like their body's like half leaving already.
All right. All right. Interesting. So that would not be a good option. That's what I'm getting from that. Yeah. All right. Well, cool. I can definitely supercharge. Did I already dedicate the gambling win? I felt like that was a big thing, but
it was a big thing, but it's like that's more luck versus actual victory.
All right, fair enough. All right, then we finish watching the ritual and
bloody blood curdling screams as this person.
Like broken glass to my ears.
Yeah, just.
And I'm thinking that, say, Quan, Glider, do you guys engage in, like, friendly duels around here? Is that, like, a sport or anything here?
We do not engage in friendly duels, as violence is not permitted in New Melisandre.
Okay, fair. Do you guys do, like, any racing or anything? Is there anything
we
like
must
that?
Obey the speed limits all posted here in New Melisandre.
Dang. How do you guys compete?
We compete in our ships through bouts of battle and through our many conquests, saving heroes and saving others in the galaxy.
All right. Interesting.
As of right now, Saquon has 439 completed conquests.
Wow.
And I, Glider, have 438 completed conquests.
That's incredible. I see that you guys have like capes on. What cape model is that? Is that Stars and Suffrage? Is that Tide Turner?
These capes are for the glory of New Melisandre. Inside, there is a grain of sand in the plentiful beach by our house.
Oh, cool.
Primark Manor.
Do you guys do any surfing here? Is that a thing?
We do not surf. We simply sit.
All right,
on the
cool.
beach.
Well, thanks, guys. I think I'm going to head back to the library.
We wish that you have a great rest of your night.
Absolutely. And I go to shake their hand, and I'm just not sure whose hand to shake first.
They grab your hands, bring them together. Where you clasp, where you call the clasp like this, and both one of them is shaking on one hand, the other person is shaking on the other, and they shake it at the same time.
All right. Nice. And thanks, guys. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you at dinner.
And they leave. And you guys leave.
All right. I head back to the library and look for other scrolls, history on Edmund, and maybe some rituals.
Go ahead and just roll me a luck check.
Just a luck check. All right. That is a 9.
A 9? You don't find anything other than, like, now that you've realized that's possible, you kind of go down this rabbit hole of, like, body transference, and, like, you're kind of replaying the moments back in your head, and you're like, oh, yeah, like, a chunk of Eros's finger is gone.
Yeah.
And you would think that was what's transferred to, like, Saquon.
Right.
And that was transferred to Glider, like, pieces of his body.
Right. I'm totally picking up on the fact that there's some crazy necromancy going on here. It just so happens that I'm decent at necromancy. I have a couple of those spells, specifically life transference. So I was just curious about whether or not that would work. I want to read more about Edmund and see if there's any clues to whether or not he had some of that kind of flesh transference, if maybe he was like the first donor or something.
Go
like
ahead
that.
And roll a just flat out investigation.
Investigation. All right. That would be 24.
With a 24, you're looking, and Edmund always had, like, in his poses and things like that, he always looks very heroic, and his one eye is emblazoned while the other is human. And you look, and with a 24, you were looking at Eros, and I'll say you saw that one of his eyes was missing.
All right. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. I love it. And then, yeah, I think that's what I'm doing for the day. I don't know if Durgesh is solemnly swearing that he's up to no good or what have you. But I'll look for some ritual.
Remember,
spells.
Scooter, it's all about breath support. No. You're closing it.
I'm holding the core. I'm holding my core.
No. The diaphragm has to be loose, dog. The diaphragm has
my
to be loose.
My body's so
one
tight.
One more time. Yeah, you're really going to need that hero jump start.
I'm ready. I'm ready now. Let's do it. Why do we have to wait till tomorrow night?
You know, it has to do with the moon and the star. It's not in the stars. It's not in the moon, you know?
It's on the moon?
The or
moon
the stars.
And the stars?
Yeah, no. Okay. It's fine. Hey, you know, hey, it's just, it's, this is, that's actually, this is the fourth thing that you need, which is, it's patience. Okay?
Patience. See? A butler chimes in. Yes, Master Scooter. Patience.
Patience
is a virtue.
Oh, yeah.
And many heroes
have. The fourth one, specifically.
The fourth one. Very. See? Listen to this man. He knows
first
what he's
one,
talking about.
First one, stamina.
Stamina.
Second one.
Second one?
Perception.
Perception.
We skipped the. We haven't gotten to the third one yet. We'll get there when we get there. That's honestly, that's tomorrow night. But the fourth one, you got it.
I got it?
Well, I mean, you, I've told you what it is. You don't have it. But this is. But that's the thing is, you. We have to. That's what this is. Is well, you're testing the patients well, now.
My
this will be the test to see if you do have it or not.
Well, I. Okay, listen. And he goes. He brings you over. And he unveils like a chalkboard. I've been following this to become a hero, all right? And it says, first step, demonstrate value. Second step, you engage physically. So I do push-ups, I do sit-ups all the time, even when I'm watching. Then I nurture dependence. Look, Butler, right here, nurturing. I nurture the dependence that he has on me. Butler
starts purring.
Butler blankly stares forward.
He does seem nurtured. Okay, yeah.
Then neglect emotionally. I haven't talked to my brothers since they have came back all day today. Then day. I inspire hope. Just like you inspire me, I have so clearly inspired you as you stand taller and shine brighter as part of the Primarch legacy. Uh-huh. And then eventually, I will separate entirely from my family and go and be a hero myself.
You know, that's does that say Dennis? Does that spell Dennis?
I think it does. I think it
spells
does
Dennis.
Dennis.
Interesting. Well, that's interesting because, you know, you from what you're saying, you're almost at the S, right?
Yes, I'm almost at the S.
That actually coincides really well with the final lesson, that jumpstart, that hero jumpstart.
Oh,
it, you know, the,
see?
It's all about the
hero. Have you been reading? You know what the Dennis Method is then?
You know, I'm not familiar personally with the Dennis Method, but it's like... It seems like something that, you know, it's like potato potato type thing, you know, like
totally understand.
I have not heard it this way, but I do know it. I do know what it's trying to say, what it means, as any true hero would.
See, you and my brothers are so good at this hero stuff. I'm yep. trying to be like you. Anyway, it is time for supper, and he floats out.
What's that? Watercress sandwiches?
Oh. He goes and he claps his hands as he floats.
Supper. Oh, I can't wait for supper.
Is there anything that you guys eat? You guys end up going to bed. You guys wake up the next morning. Is there anything you want to do with today? Today is the day.
I look for a couple ritual spell scrolls in the library as
Go ahead
I'm resting.
And roll another luck check.
Just a luck check. All right. Straight 10.
A straight 10. The only thing you find are minor things. Like you find some cleric spells like spiritual weapon and things like that if you were to look. But there's nothing like too crazy.
Well, again, my ability is only relevant to like ritual spells. Mm. I can only copy down ritual spells. I can't necessarily copy down other stuff. Typically, obviously, with the exception of whatever you're willing to allow. I was looking for Unseen Servant,
roll
a level 1, or Silence, which is a level 2.
Go ahead and roll Investigation.
Okay.
Those are very specific, but they're also not that high level, so...
I think that was a 9.
Oh, unfortunately, you did not see it there.
All right, fair enough. I continue reading Edmund's journals.
Yes. It is the next morning. Is there anything that you guys want to do before the day? Before it all begins,
I send to Butler. You're with Scooter.
I'm with Scooter.
Excellent. Can't wait. We're gonna rip some gnarly donuts.
Scooter is quite excited.
I read it in the book. Clap, yeah. Clap, clap, and asterisks. Lovely.
I think I'd probably, the only thing that I'd really need to do is just check in with you, Hal, and see, like, what you learned. Is there any extra information you got from shadowing them?
Yeah, so I say all of this in sending because they're listening and stuff.
Yeah.
I first write down, Saquin and Glider have received bits of the god's flesh. Upon further research... Edmund had received one of Eroa's eyes, and that's probably a major difference in power between those who receive the blood transfusion versus a whole chunk of flesh. Mm-hmm. It seems that Iroa could potentially get a chance to break out should we dedicate a crazy enough victory to him. I thought that we could potentially duel Saquon and Glider and name that victory for Iroa, but all of the rules here keep everybody safe and prosperous. I'm not exactly sure what we can win at or even compete at to dedicate to Iroa.
Maybe we could...
Maybe breaking out would be victory enough?
Challenge someone to a duel? Maybe that.
I don't know if... They said that they compete through how many conquests they've completed.
Right,
They don't duel here. Violence is apparently not allowed here. We both know that's kind of bullshit. But yeah. The point is, the veil is up.
Yeah.
That said, Saquon and Glider probably are a lot stronger than we realize.
Yeah, I don't know. Was there anything in particular about just getting Eros out of there, breaking him out?
Well, the thing is, if we can try to like supercharge him in a way. Mm-hmm. One of those ways is potentially to like borderline give up our lives, which, you know, no stranger to. So I if it comes down to it, I would definitely donate my life force in order to get him to crack out of there. Yeah. But if we can avoid that, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. If worse comes to worse, you'll need to stabilize me immediately after so we can just move on.
Yeah.
It
might... Well, okay, because you have the...
Yeah, I've only got room for one seat on the motorcycle. Well, it's like me and the passenger seat, right?
Yeah.
And I've got the cargo space for our equipment. So I would love it if you join me on the motorcycle as we break away.
Okay. Was there any like chains or
parchments
keeping him locked in place? Is there a reason why we couldn't?
Yes, there's a whole chamber kind of dedicated to sealing him up. There's a mechanic portion of it and there's an arcane portion of it. As far as breaking out the magic, if we can charge up the god enough, he can break through all of that on his own.
Okay.
That's kind of what I was gleaning from watching another ceremony. But that said, he gets that charge from either life force that's given up or victories that are won in his name. In their name, excuse me. And Phoebe nods her head up and down and tries to lick up a bit of dried tomato soup from lunch off of my shirt.
Brody.
Yeah, literally bites a hole the size of the soup dried spot out of the shirt and like like a hairball kind of thing as she swallows it.
Right.
You know, just a little levity. But that's more or less what I have. I communicated all the key points here. Just making sure.
Yeah.
With that, you guys are kind of preparing as you guys kind of laid out the grand plan. Is there anything that you want to do before I flash forward to nighttime?
I go back to the motorcycle and I update the magic circle for the inverse magic circle, and I set it so like for inverse magic circle, you could set it to a certain type of creatures to contain. I set it for fiends.
So the bike would contain fiends?
Yes, any fiend on the bike would be stuck on the seat.
Okay. I see. All right. With that, is there anything that you want to do?
Not that I can think of. I think the only thing would maybe just be... Yeah, no, I guess I would just be neglecting emotionally Scooter. just as preparation.
He comes up to you. Durgash, what training are we doing today?
I walk away.
Oh, he's doing it. He's doing it. Yes.
Yes.
I feel neglected.
This is emotional distress I feel.
But that means he's doing it. He's going to do it. At this moment, you guys, as you're kind of waiting around passing this time, you are finally met by Saquon and Glider.
Hello.
Heroes, I believe that it is finally time for you to partake in the ritual. Now, granted, you're elevated stature as heroes already. You will partake in a special ritual that is different from the others.
Very cool.
What's that look like?
Well, it derives from excruciating mental anguish and torture till there is nothing left that we may make room for the God seed to be put in you.
You know,
the God seed?
A part of the God Aroas.
What part?
A part that seems available. I took his finger. And then Glider goes, I took. Yeah.
I took. Yeah.
For our podcast listening audience, Jericho said, I got his finger and pulled up his shirt as if to show the part.
like it was stuck on his rib or something.
Yeah, anyways.
Spooky stuff.
I was given the upper lip. See? On the chest.
What?
Okay, so it is actually on their chest then.
Wow.
Nothing phallic? Okay, cool. Yeah, let's meet you there. We'll meet you there. How soon do we gotta be there?
What's the time frame?
The ritual is already beginning.
Okay.
We advise that you go and make your way to Patrice's Patriarch's patio,
mm-hmm.
that you may see Aroas himself, and he will give a mighty donation to you.
Wonderful. All right. Yeah, we'll be there just in a couple minutes.
Yeah, just give us like five.
5 minutes. We'll be right there.
Minutes.
5 minutes.
I fondly remember Jimbo, and I miss him in my head. Yeah. 5 minutes. Sensing a new game is afoot, Mr. Hall pays homage to his patron again, and this time, again, somehow, rolled a six, so he takes two... No, he doesn't eat a card on a six, actually. He takes two cards from the top of the deck, and he smushes them between his hands. The tattoos form and change in color and shape, and then he pulls them apart, and he's got a jack of hearts and a jack of clubs on his hands.
As that happens...
I'm going to try and use that 5 minute of time to go get our equipment.
Okay, go ahead and roll me...
I help. I'm going with... I slap him on the ass, and I cast Guidance as well.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Take your time. Got all the time in the world. For now.
Then. Are you doing this stealthily? Or are you doing this...
Stealth. Yeah.
Stealth. Go ahead and roll a stealth.
Helping Guidance.
Guidance is a D6?
D6. I will let you know that if you go and while you're rolling this, while you're going, if you're going to stealth it, Mr. Hall, you're going to have to distract Saquon and Glider because it will take longer than 5 minutes if you're going to do it stealthily, depending on how well you rolled.
Interesting.
How would you roll first?
I rolled a 25.
A 25? Okay. So you're able to make it all the way there. You only have to distract them for one instance.
Okay.
So
easy enough, I think.
So you can do performance, deception, or something. How would you distract
them? I'm definitely going to deceive.
Okay.
And I actually start telling them all about the donuts that we're going to be pulling. I tell them how gnarly it's going to be, and basically it's that vine of the surfing guy where he's like just come back from one of his runs, and he's like, when you get up there, and it crashes, and it goes, whoopah, and it goes, whoopash, and crash. And I basically try to deceive them by doing that. Deception.
Get it, yeah.
That'll be 19.
19? With a 19, I'm going to have them roll insight.
Uh-oh.
Just because they're always like that. It's not a...
Okay,
it's not
a, okay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
He's got the lip.
I may or may... Would I be able to react with the silvery barbs, potentially?
Yes.
All right, sick, sick.
So, Saquon is going to do it with the help action from Glider. Okay. All right, he got a 19.
That's tied.
That's tied.
So, re-roll?
That's tied.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Oh, gee.
All right.
Gee willikers. I'm going to spend a sorcery point to re-roll that. Let me make sure I spend it first. That's also terrible.
Do you want to Silvery Barbs it?
Yes, oh, right. I do want to Silvery Barbs it.
Okay, cool.
Silvery Barbs it. So, and I now have advantage. You're right. Thank you.
So,
holy cow. Let me spend that spell slot.
Oh my god. Jeez. This dice is rolling amazing.
Well, don't you have advantage from the first time that you used Silvery Barbs?
Right, I'm about to.
Yeah. Is that the second time that you're using?
Well, my lowest was a 19. So we tied.
Okay.
And then I rolled again.
And your Silvery Barbs.
So did I cast it twice or no?
Do you want to cast it twice or no? Because I mean, I'll be fully transparent with you. I rolled the same thing.
LMAO. I think I should cast it if you'll allow it.
Well, no. I'm saying for this roll, for the roll off, I rolled the same thing again.
Okay. 19.
Yeah.
Right. So would that mean I need to cast
it? You can cast it a second time if you want.
So let me see what I ended up getting for the second round then.
Yes.
And then we'll go from there. Wow, dude, what the fuck?
Oh my god.
I'm gonna cast Silvery Barbs again. Jesus Christ.
Alright. This is the last dab.
Jeez Louise, man.
Okay. You have to beat a 16.
Ugh. Natural 20.
Oh, dog.
There we go.
Fine. Yeah, there you go. So, man.
As you go, pow, holy rip, crash, Saquon and Glider look at each other and go, are you talking about a battle? And
it's a battle against nature, fellas.
And then that's where they become more invested. They were like,
let me tell you the story about the Big Kahuna.
The Big Kahuna. We are very familiar with the Big Kahuna.
And yeah, he's totally awesome.
Karametri.
No, he's friendly, man. He's so friendly, man.
He's a giant leviathan monster that hovers under the city.
He takes care of them. He shows them how to live life. How to live on the waves. To live on a different planet is to adopt a new way of life, man.
But the way of life is the way that New Melisandre is living. You see clear skies, happy civilians, and well-paid workers.
Absolutely. There is no doubt that this city is prosperous. This planet is prosperous. But, you know, Karametri is prosperous in a different way.
Mayhaps.
You may not see it that way, but the people there see it that way.
Mayhaps. And,
you know, maybe you should, like, just try a little bit to respect what each different planet believes in, you know? Obviously, if they're hurting others, that may be an issue, but I don't think the Big Kahuna's hurting anybody. It may just be the Lion's Tooth. And even then, they're kind of harmless.
The Lion's Tooth is a rogue faction that lives within the galaxy.
You're absolutely right.
We heroes, try to eradicate any kind of force that may threaten the peace of our existence. As they say that,
all right.
Durgash, you come back looking a tad bulkier. Yeah, a tad bulkier.
Beautiful. You know.
Sorry, back.
And like behind our backs, we exchange. Got the equip, you know.
Do you need to go to the bathroom real quick? We can go.
Dude, I feel like I'm about to drop a lump of coal down the chimney.
Well.
Please excuse me, Saquon Glider. I got him, dude.
A lump of coal is crazy.
Hey, you know what they say? Pressure makes...
It's flammable, too.
Pressure makes coal. I mean, makes diamonds.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I wasn't ready for that. Okay. Oh, you guys...
I'm really glad you liked
you guys,
it.
You guys go and gear up.
Oh, my God.
Gear up.
You guys finally have all your equipment back.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys are preparing. It's at this moment in time, do you guys walk back to Saquon and Glider, or what do you do?
No, we walk straight to the patio thing. We're not going to fuck around with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We totally just meet up at the patio for trying to, like, play along.
Yeah. So you guys go to the patio, and you guys make your way down. As this happens, you guys are doused with these weird oils, and, like, random people go up and, like rub it on your, like, face. And like
I have to reach down
skin.
On my face.
Yeah,
they get in my beard.
Yeah,
It's actually just all beard oil.
Yeah, as it happens, people are like chanting. They're swinging their ash ornaments right? Mm. And they all chant the same chants that you guys have endlessly heard.
One last thing before we go down, can I message Scooter to meet us down here?
Scooter's there.
Okay. Scooter's perfect.
Obviously, Butler would be there.
Butler,
right?
Is there as well.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna like wink at him. Wink at Scooter.
Okay. Scooter.
I wink at Butler, so we wink at the same time.
I'm gonna go ahead and just roll an insight for Scooter, see if he understands. Scooter adds plus nothing, so he rolled a 14.
That's pretty good.
Which is not bad. I think it takes a moment, and he's like, "You're inspiring hope," and he goes.
Watch. Points at watch.
I wink at Butler.
And then I form an S with my hands.
Go ahead and roll me a deception. I'm gonna have him go ahead and roll a performance check. And then just see if he picks it up. If it. Depending on what you roll, will allow if Scooter can roll.
All right, cool. I'm going to go and use my portent to make that a 19. Nice.
Okay, so he gets to roll twice.
And then...
You want him to beat a 15.
I did beat my con save.
Good.
Nice. This would be the worst time.
15. All right, here we go.
They're oiling you up.
Oh my god,
up.
He got a 19.
No way!
He got it.
What?
He's fine. He's like... And then he goes, whispers to Butler.
It's happening. It's happening.
Yes, Master Scooter, time for donuts. A whole dozen of them.
You see Edwina wearing this, like, red with gilded robes as she goes and she literally, like preaches over everyone and leads them in these chants. And finally, you see Viscount Primarch with this huge ceremonial old blade. This extremely old blade as he goes and he starts walking towards you guys and like I will let you know, no roll required, he is going to carve something out of you. Like he this is the time that he's carving something out of you. So if you want to do something now, it would be the time to do it.
Before I say anything, I want to hear what you're thinking.
Well, I was just like in that same sort of like subversion, I'm like, all I can think of is just like there's two things. One is I'm trying to think of and see when is the right time to pull the switch, and I don't think we've hit it yet in terms of our great big distraction.
I feel like we're gonna have to push through this. Yeah,
in terms of that, not only do I think we should push, we should shove, which makes me want to do like a fucking Dune ass thing right here where I'm gonna offer my hand out for the weapon and say, allow me. Cause what I'm gonna try and do is I want to, as a show, try and carve something out myself.
Okay. As you like look down, you see like, if you realize it wasn't just oils, it was paint. And there was a portion of paint right in your shoulder, like your shoulder blade, mm-hmm. where it's like it would carve that, you would have to carve that whole chunk out. Like you would ultimately, like you have, your arm would be hanging by a thread.
Ooh, okay, okay. Damn, that's actually so rough.
It's pretty metal.
That's pretty metal. But you know, honestly, if I'm being real, you know, That's my shoulder arm. I don't need that.
Yeah. So you go and you unclasp your thing. You unclasp your armor right there.
Yeah.
And you hold it down and you take your blade with your hand. You go ahead and just give me you can do either charisma or constitution saving throw.
That's definitely going to be a constitution saving throw. Okay. Do I do that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll do it.
Is this a saving throw?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and use my Indomitable.
I saw the 4.
It's actually a 6.
Oh, it's a far worse.
Okay, that is an 18.
18? With an 18, you take...
Okay.
two levels of exhaustion, as like the you don't feel the
bless you.
You don't feel this as your body kind of goes into shock as you're openly carving, but you feel the strain on your body as you like offer this part, this piece of your body out.
That is disadvantage on all ability checks, and my speed is halved.
Ouch.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to lean into this. We're going to push into this. So I think what Mr. Hall does, he doesn't use his cards. He actually asks for the ritual blade that the Primarch, the Viscount, has. Mm-hmm. And he closes his eyes for a moment and remembers life, just bit by bit by bit, all the years, all the time, all the growth.
Go ahead and roll me. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
He takes the sword. I'm not sure if he'll be like strong enough to actually carve it out, but he goes for the heart, literally carving a hole in my chest in order to tear that out. And I tear it out, like still beating, oozing with this black blood. And I hand it up and I like kind of stick the sword in the ground by the hilt. And just because, like, I'm not sure if I'll take on exhaustion, but just to like role play it, even I collapse to one of my knees, using the hilt of this ritual sword to like kind of keep me steady as I offer up the beating heart.
Go ahead and give me a constitution save.
Okay.
I'm gonna do. You feel a gentle breeze, so you do it with advantage.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take it. All right.
I thought what I did was metal.
Well, you inspired me, so I had a moment to think about it. Yeah, I appreciate you going
hell yeah
in first. So, you mind if I spend a sorcery point to reroll that?
Go ahead. I'll allow it.
And if you don't mind, I'm actually going to add favored by the gods to this.
For sure. Because I'll allow, because it's happening in front of like multiple deities, I'll allow you to not expend the feature. Just do it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
I mean, you're carving. You're like,
we're in a charge.
I will let you know. Like, if you don't pass this, if you don't,
it's gonna end
it's
poorly.
Gonna be pretty bad.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, much better. And all right. Plus that, so that is 26.
A 26. You only take one level of exhaustion.
All right. Amidst so just disadvantage feat. On.
Yeah. Amidst this insane feat that you did. You honestly, you walked away pretty
cut out your heart. You're pretty good, considering.
Literally, the body is like, Mr. Hall is shaking.
Yes.
Just profusely bleeding onto the ground.
As that happens, you see that Viscount Primarch takes the heart. And then he goes and you see that he carves like a swath where like the kind of semi matching. What he does is he takes like a part of the rib cage and slices into it and pulls a piece out and then hands the rib cage part into your shoulder. And then you see that there is this moment where your like kind of magics conflict, but you're skin starts to seep into it and starts to like scar over it where it's like discolored because it's like this is like a white pale versus your green.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That is just like and it's sitting there, it's settling, and you feel like this moment of extreme like shock and pain as inside your body is not like Aroas is ultimately forcing his way in.
Yeah.
And you're like you're convulsing, you're screaming in pain, and then you go and you start writhing in agony as Durgash is writhing. You, as it happens, you see that he comes in, seeing that you've gratiated his heart. What he does is he takes the heart. He goes and he stabs into and carves out
the spine, like by the neck area of this god, and you see he spinal taps and goes and is like pulling out the spinal fluid from Erois and then stabs that into the heart and then injects it as this heart engorges and like you see
his heart starts, doubled in size that day.
Yeah. And you see it beats at an irregular rhythm as it goes like as it moves so fast you could kind of see it like it's like
it's that Team Fortress 2 shit.
It's literally like almost like Uber charges in a way. And then he goes and he sticks it back into you.
It's like he directed directly injected a chug jug into my heart.
God damn it. And you feel like the same thing, this agonizing pain, but you feel it through like you feel like your veins are on fire as you guys are. As you are writhing in this agony, and then all of a sudden there is a calm as like the pain like kind of stops and you like look up. You see all the people that are chanting, the like hundreds of people that gathered.
I think this might be a good time. I look over to you. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, I press the key fob and the motorcycle, now with the time of tinkering having passed, the shield's plugged into the motorcycle and it autopilots to Patrice's patio. Vroom, 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 vroom,
and then
vroom,
for
vroom,
our
vroom,
our
and it like barges in.
Our lion's tooth people, I'm going to hit the thing.
You hit the button? You don't hear anything. Then, all of a sudden, you hear muffled.
They have a cave troll.
You see that a bunch of, like, the underground starts shaking. You see people start, like, you look up. Everyone around you is dead. They all slit their throats and declare their, like, they using their... Like, Saquon and the family is not dead, but all these other, like, cultists, what they did is they declared that you were the victor and slaughtered, like, all these people. And doing that moment, allowing Erois to like, heal part enough to be able for them to carve like that in such a deep way. Mm-hmm. So, all, like, you kind of writhe forward as you, like, look, the ground shakes, and then all of a sudden, boom! You see that the top like crumbles and then rocks fall. And then you look overhead, you see a Star Destroyer ship that is not yours. You see a different flag. It is green in hue, but it's a similar symbol It's a silver symbol as the Order of the Red Daughter. And you look and you see coming down, you see people rappelling down, you see Sister Carcinon looking drastically different. Sister Carcinon and Sister Moldova coming in.
Oh.
And they start like immediately start siege on the planet. There's alarms going off and you hear crying and screams of laughter. And you go, and you see them, a man dressed, and he goes, "I fucking heard about it, and I had to bring them. The slimy boys, they're totally back, and they're totally different." And
Jeff,
you see,
Jeff
walks in, super jacked now, having climbed from the fucking.
The usurper!
The usurper, he goes,
"Yes!
Oh my god!
Is for the forgotten ones! For Tommy! For the slimy boys!" And he starts spraying across the houses.
Yes.
As you guys rise to life.
And oh my Scooter, goodness. Separate entirely.
Separate entirely. And that is where I think we're going to end our session.
Yeah. All right. Hot dog.
Dear Spirits, thank you so much for going on this ride. We're getting near to the end here, but we want to appreciate the vibes. We want to appreciate... You'll see these guys again, for sure. But, Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Paul, where can they find us?
Family. Fam. family, fam. You can find us in a couple different places. You can find us on TikTok at Official Fun Show. You can find us on YouTube at Official Fun Show. You can find us on Instagram at Official Fun Show. And if you want to find us on Spotify with a more polished up audio experience, you can check us out at The Fun Show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Next time. Bye.
Waiting for the finale, cause I am very excited.
The Fun Show!
The Fun Show!
Dab on him. Dab on him.